welcome to Underground Magnolia Podcast with me, the one and only Desiree of Alto in the whole wide world. On this episode of Underground Magnolia Podcast, I'll talk about the United Negro College Fund, known as UNCF, sending over 100 student leaders to Rockville, Maryland, near D.C., for their Student Leadership Conference, which is May 31st to June 3rd. Now, those of you not familiar with UNCF, for nearly 80 years, the nonprofit has been known mainly for providing college scholarships to African Americans who attend historically Black colleges and universities, or HBCUs. What many don't know is that the nonprofit also offers up many opportunities for Black students and other students of color who attend predominantly majority colleges and minority-serving institutions. Students also get to participate in career workshops, internships, and other skill-building programs, which brings us back to the Student Leadership Conference. Talia Givens, Senior Director of the organization's Student Professional Development Programs, joins Underground Magnolia to tell listeners all about the exciting event. We will also discuss generous sponsors involved, including Wells Fargo and Papa John's, who have faced criticism over the years for alleged racist practices. And we'll clear up any confusion regarding just who the UNCF represents and how Vice President Kamala Harris has impacted giving to the organization. Hint, hint, great news. Let's get started with UNCF's Student Leadership Conference, what it is exactly, who gets to attend, what students will learn, and more about the sponsors, including Wells Fargo and Papa John's.
The Student Leadership Conference, hosted in partnership with Wells Fargo, is an invitation-only conference for those undergraduate Black and Brown students who have achieved an internship with one of our partner organizations. And so we are anticipating about 120 students this year. This will be our first year back in person since the pandemic. We've been doing this conference since 2010. We did it virtually for about 3 years, and this is our first time coming back in person. We will have undergraduate students, mostly sophomores and juniors, some seniors as well, from various different higher education institutions, including our HBCUs, our UNCF HBCUs, and representing their companies and their institutions and their schools here in the D.C. area in Rockville, Maryland.
The students from those schools who are participating, so they're not just UNCF members?
Right. UNCF serves undergraduate students of all different institutions around the country. Our scholarships and internship programs run the gamut. We do definitely have a large number of students who join our programs from our UNCF, 37 UNCF member institutions. But UNCF is a advocate, a service provider, a support of all HBCUs and all minority students who are trying to go to and through college and have financial support to get through their college education. And through our department and other programs that we have, internships and professional development opportunities to help them navigate life after college and get that career that they want. Mm-hmm. So this Student Leadership Conference, our goal and why it was developed is to provide a framework and a format to help undergraduate students navigate the process of becoming a high performing and standout intern and early career professional. So we're going to have workshops, and it serves as that space because the students have already achieved the internship at this point for this opportunity. But some of them, this is their first internship or first internship in a corporate environment. And so we want to be sure that they feel confident walking in the door that first day. And some of them may need that extra support to make sure they know how to show up strong. We look at our work as a whole for the department as an opportunity to help students transition from being campus leaders, which they are, and that is what helped them achieve that internship opportunity, to now becoming professional leaders and making that transition. And so our workshops will begin on the 31st. So all of our young people will descend upon Rockville at the North Bethesda Marriott, and they're going to have training in things such as Microsoft Outlook and Excel, so they can feel comfortable using some technologies that are common to most corporate people, but they may not have used over the course of their academics, right? Also, networking always seems to be an area that young people get because they're very social. But when it comes to corporate networking and professional networking, they have these questions. Okay, how do I know if I'm doing it right? How do I know how to get a good mentor? What's the difference between mentorship and sponsorship? So all of those are things about how do you build a network? How do you use that network in a constructive way? And so we're going to have networking right off the bat when they get there. We're going to have an opening reception. And our first panel is going to be former interns who have achieved a second internship or a full-time position in their industry after completing an internship, so they can hear from their near peers on how they did it right. And so we're opening up with that. We'll also have workshops on business communications, because that's very important, and how you communicate, not just verbally, in teams, as well as in email. Simple things to us who have been in the industry 20 plus years, but for young people just coming out of the academic space, these are things we want to make sure that they know about, they hone, and that they feel confident operating in. We're going to talk about mental health and stress. The pandemic has taken us through a lot, and these young people have survived at their undergraduate and their high school graduations and higher education through this pandemic. And so the stress of that, they have experienced it. They get a lot of support on their campuses. And we don't want to forget that, want them to talk about and get some tips on how to deal with stress as they go into the work environment, our corporate work environment. And then also, we're going to be looking at students hearing from a panel, high-achieving executives who are also achieved high status in their organizations as a senior vice presidents and vice presidents in various industries at a young age. We've assembled a panel from Wells Fargo, the Walt Disney Company, Papa John's Corporation, who are going to give them the keys to the executive suite. And our theme is, we got the keys, unlocking the leader within. So along with Wells Fargo, we're going to be giving them keys in all these workshops so that they really do feel prepared to have a great summer.
You named some of the companies. What are some of the industries, majors that you have attracted to the conference?
Great question. We have a lot of different companies that are taking on our interns. I guess, like I said, we have the Walt Disney Company at the helm, along with Wells Fargo, who will have representative interns in the place. Another program under Disney is the Rodin Fellowships, a journalism area of internship. Volkswagen Company, Lincoln Financial Company, Chevron, the Red Sox up in Boston. We have literally over 20 students that are all going to Boston to work for the financial services industry under our Lighted Pathways program. In addition, Red Sox said, hey, you bring all these students for the financial companies. Can we have an intern? So now we'll have an intern with the Red Sox who will host those students actually over the summer for fun events while they're up there in Boston. The United Health Foundation will have students there. Best Buy, Bimbo Bakeries, Exelon Corporation, ADT, will have interns there. Anaplan Corporation, which is computer science, will have students. Old Dominion Freight Trucking Company has a wonderful program, second year with us, and they're going to have interns there. Toyota Scholars will be in on tap, as well as FanDuel. And so these positions are going the gamut of marketing, business, finance, healthcare, education program, which is the UNCF K-12 Education Fellowship, has been established since 2009. It is one of the first programs that actually started the Student Leadership Conference, and they will have 21 students who are all going into various education, into schools, education policy organizations, education think tanks, and all in K-12. And so we're helping to build that teacher pipeline and that business pipeline of the business of schooling our young people through that program. And we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate one of our longstanding partners, which is Wells Fargo, for the Student Leadership Conference. They have been supporting this conference and sending their interns, their minority interns to it since 2016. And one of the founding organizations that helped us get this conference off the ground was the Walton Family Foundation through the fellowship, the K-12 fellowship program. So we're going to honor them as well at this year's conference.
If people are questioning, why would you partner with Wells Fargo and Papa John's, you know, for discrimination and racism claims that have been made over the years about them, what would your response be?
Well, I would say they have, again, no matter what we've heard, I think that there's still a commitment there within those companies to change the narrative. And I think they are able to change the narrative and in the investment that they have made in young people through programs like this. All of the people I have worked with in their community outreach have been people of color. And they, really dynamic leaders in their right in the financial services and in the corporate sector. The individuals who have championed this internship program and opportunities have been committed to seeing change and diversity. And so I think this has been an opportunity, and they have embraced the opportunity to change the narrative, to change what people know and understand about the companies through programs like this. Like, this is, again, our second cohort for Papa John's. The leaders there we've worked with have been such, opened their arms and welcome our students with open arms. We're seeing the conversion rate too, the students actually getting opportunities to work full time. And I can't say enough about the community outreach leaders who have led the charge with all the different ways Wells Fargo gives to UNCF, not just in the Student Leadership Conference, but across the country and all of our different, we have 26 area offices in the national field. They've also supported our Empower Me Tour, which goes to the K-12 space and helps students get into college. And so there is an investment there that I'm seeing, that which continues, and we continue to appreciate those resources coming in to make sure that young people are getting opportunities.
The conference is not just about working for corporations. There will be a program for those interested in working for themselves. In fact, the UNCF has a whole team dedicated to entrepreneurial interests. Plus, we will dig into other opportunities students have with UNCF.
UNCF as a whole has a whole division around entrepreneurship called the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. And so that's a big area in which UNCF has put a lot of effort into supporting young entrepreneurs through our UNCF Koch Scholars Program, which has sunsetted. But under that umbrella, we have launched a whole new division, and it's been doing great work in getting students into entrepreneurism, which is the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at UNCF Scholarships and Programs.
Is there another opportunity for a leadership conference for students who have not done internships with your partner company?
Yeah, I mean, I will say first, UNCF's website, opportunities.uncf.org, is the place, is the hub where students can find scholarships and internship opportunities. In fact, there are a few companies that are still looking for some interns, and they're posted on that site. In addition, my department leads what's called the Early Talent Opportunity Program, an opportunity where we work with sophomores and rising juniors to prepare them over this summer for the application process, the hiring process that really kicks off in the fall. And so we didn't want to just leave students out there who are still going to be looking for internships. So if you haven't gotten one yet, that is a resource that we do. It's virtual. It's free. We have a wonderful incentives and prizes and giveaways that we do all summer long with this program. In addition, in early September, we will have our virtual career fair. So we launched this last year. It went really well. We had over 400 students register for it. Or many of the companies that I mentioned, they are a part of it. They're presenting on the opportunities in the front end. So it's an opportunity before everybody gets back to campus and everybody's trying to go to career fairs. We're doing this as an early opportunity to get in front of hiring managers. And they're hiring managers that are looking for diverse students. That's the unique thing about students who come into our process and come and apply to our programs. is that the companies that work with us are specifically targeting the student of color and knowing that, and they value what our young people are bringing to the table. And so that is another, those are the, some additional opportunities that are open and that, that will be available coming up very soon for students to apply.
Some listeners, some audience members may think that all HBCUs are in the UNCF.
HBCUs is a federal designation, schools that were started by our ancestors. Actually, many churches started our HBCUs as a whole. And I think it's 1865, I think is the time Spanish of when we first saw our HBCUs coming up. But the UNCF was started to support, it was specifically targeted to support private HBCUs as opposed to the state-initiated HBCUs. So some states, like state land-grant institutions, I went to Alabama A&M University in Huntsville, Alabama. That is a state land-grant institution. But then you have private colleges, like in Alabama, Stillman, Miles College, that are private institutions. Spelman and Morehouse are private institutions. Tuskegee, Alabama, private. And so they needed support because they were private institutions to help keep them going. Even our majority institutions have endowments and alumni that are raising money. And so our schools needed that support. So UNCF was started as a funding arm, a fundraising arm to ensure that Allen University, Bennett College,
Xavier University,
Xavier,
Louisiana, my college.
Yes, Xavier, Rust, Philander Smith, all of these private HBCUs are able to stay, keep the doors open, stay in excellence. And while there's 100 or plus HBCUs in the country, there are 37 UNCF member institutions. And so over the course of the history of UNCF, that has been like at the core of our pillar, making sure our institutions stay open, but our giving and our scholarships have spanned our students plus. So plus HBCUs and plus even students who may be in majority institution. That's why I want to make sure that no student misses out on a scholarship that they could be eligible for. So know that historically, because we are so old, we have 79 years old, going on 80 years, right? We are the largest giver, funder of students of color, of scholarship and grant beyond the federal government. So I urge your listeners to hear that and know that once you do your FAFSA every year, you need to be updating your UNCF profile at opportunities.uncf.org, because we got to know that you are an undergraduate student. We got to know what your GPA is. We got to know what major, what school, because there's so many scholarships that we have, professional development programs that we have that you can benefit from, but you got to be in the system so that we can make sure that you are aware, and you have to apply. You have to apply. It's not just like a one and done thing. Every scholarship, like you would, you know, across the online hemisphere, you have to do the application, you have to complete the application. And you'd be surprised how many students start an application that they don't finish. If you complete the application, then we can consider you. But if we don't get a completed application, you're not even in the running. And then also, when it comes to these internship programs, which is a core of our work and professional development, just about every student can get in there. We do support all of our students of color, and we want to make sure that they get the best. We want to be an extension of their career services at your school. We hope that in engaging with student professional development programs, it urges a student to go to their career services office, make sure that they are registered, make sure they're not missing out on those opportunities at their school location, and know that we are an online arm to help you throughout that process. And also know that because of our position at UNCF, we have a government affairs department that truly looks out for the growth and betterment on a policy side, a federal policy and state policy side for HBCUs. We've been at the helm of some really great legislation and funding opportunities that have come down the pipeline through our government affairs office at UNCF. And so we don't just sit in that bubble. We make sure that we cover our 37 plus.
Historically, Black colleges and universities have been enjoying recognition never before seen since VP Kamala Harris stepped on the scene with President Biden in 2020. UNCF has also felt a flood of donations coming in, and the Kamala effect hasn't stopped yet.
It is still boosting.
Yay!
Oh my gosh. Thank you all so very much for the generosity, the value that is being placed. And maybe over the years, we've been wanting to see the elevation of the HBCU, the elevation. We had a research that came out calling, you know, punching above their weight, and how HBCUs have been extraordinarily an economic arm in the states in which they reside. And to see with Kamala Harris, it just elevated the narrative around the value and the young and the people that are coming and the leaders that are coming out of our and have come out of our HBCUs. It's just tremendous. It is.
Yeah, I mean, most of our doctors and lawyers are a huge percentage.
Graduates, yes.
Over 60% are coming from HBCUs.
And it's always been there, but now the world is really seeing it. So the giving has been great, continue to give. We also have faith-based initiative that's been revitalized because, you know, our HBCUs, many of them have been started by churches and people of faith. And the faith community has stepped up tremendously as well in giving. A mind is a terrible thing to waste on the lips of our community and keep the torch lit because there's a need. There's still a great need.
Thanks, Talia Givens, Senior Director of UNCF's Student Professional Development Programs, for schooling us on the organization's goals and accomplishments. For more information about the programs, go to opportunities.uncf.org. Again, that's opportunities.uncf.org. For more general information, simply go to uncf.org. For more information on this episode, please go to undergroundmagnolia.com. That's undergroundmagnolia.com. Just click on the show and all info, including links, will be there. While on my website, you will also see all of my podcast episodes, which can be heard wherever you listen to podcasts. So please listen, rate, review, and comment. If you want to be on Underground Magnolia Podcast, send an email to contact@undergroundmagnolia.com. That's contact@undergroundmagnolia.com. Follow me on Twitter at UMPodcastDV. That's at UMPodcastDV. My Instagram is Underground Magnolia Podcast. Again, that's at Underground Magnolia Podcast. Please spread the word so I can get more followers. Till next time, this is Desiree Balto, the only Desiree Balto on the planet. For Underground Magnolia Podcast, I'm out.